Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopta Shama Kunda Radha Pata Giri Gura Dham Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navrat Dham Ki Jai Gaurupana Tosi Bhakti Jai Ki Jai Nankari Vaishnava Bhakti Ki Jai Sanatata Bhakti Bhakti Ki Jai Gauranandi Mahagai Sri Samadha Bhari Dham Gai 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 Sri Samadha Bhari Dham Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Sri Gaurabhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Krishna Bhagavata chapter 18 verse 7 Yam
Yam
Lokapala
Lokapala Yam
Matsura Jvara
Matsura Jvara
Yidva
Yidva
Yatanto
Yatantopi
Pratak Samitya
Samitya
Sva Patum
Paduna
Shriku
Shriku
Vipadas
Vipadas
Sadushpada
Sadushpada
Sarishpam
Sarishpam
Sarishpam Astanu
Tanu
Yad
Patra
Drishyate
Drishyate
Yam Loka Pala Kila Matsara Chvara
Yam Loka Pala Kila Matsara Chvara
Yatantopi Pratak Samitya Atumna Sekur Viparas Chadushpada
Atumna Sekur Viparas Chadushpada
Sarishpam Stanu Yatakta Rishyate
Sarishpam Stanu Yatakta Rishyate
Yam Loka Pala Kila Matsara Chvara
Yam Loka Pala Kila Matsara Chvara
Kitva Yatantopi Pratak
Vipayatanto Vipratak Samedhita
Patumna Seko Vipatan Chatushpata
Patumna Seko Vipatan Chatushpata
Sarishpam Tanu Yatatra Dishyate
Sarishpam Tanu Yatatra Dishyate
Yam Lokapala Kila Matsrudvara
Yam Lokapala Kila Matsrudvara
Vipayatanto Vipratak Samedhita
Vipayatanto
fever of envy. Leaving aside. Yatanta. Endeavoring. Api. Although. Pratak. Separately. Samitya. Combined.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Patum.
Patum.
To protect.
Not.
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 Sheku.
Sheku.
Able.
Dvipada.
Two-legged.
Two-legged.
Chatuspada.
Four-legged. Four-legged.
Sarishpam.
Sarishpam.
Reptiles.
Reptiles.
Stanu.
Stanu.
Not moving.
Not moving.
Yet.
Yes.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Atra.
Atra.
Within this material world.
Within this material world.
Drishyate.
Drishyate.
Is visible.
Is visible.
Translation, my lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahman and the demigods down to the political leaders of this world. All are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could not separately nor concertedly maintain the innumerable living energies within the universe.
you're actually the only maintainer of all human beings, so animals like cows and asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else that's visible within this material world. Therefore, it is fashionable for materialistic persons to compete with the power of God, with so-called scientists try to manufacture living entities in our war. These are only purposes to divide the talent and ability of the supreme personality of God. This is called illusion. It exists even in the highest planetary systems, where great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others reside. In this world, everyone has puffed up with false prestige despite the failure of all of his endeavors. When so-called philanthropists who supposedly want to help the poor are approached by members of the Krishna conscious movement, they say, "You're simply wasting your time while I'm feeding vast masses of starving people." Unfortunately, their meager efforts, either singly or together, do not solve anyone's problems. Sometimes so-called swamis are very eager to feed poor people, thinking them to be the Rudra Narayana, the Lord's incarnations, as beggars. They prefer to serve the manufactured Rudra Narayana than the original Supreme Narayana. If they don't encourage service to Lord Narayana, it's better to serve the starving people of the world. Unfortunately, such materialists, either singly or combined in the form of United Nations, cannot fulfill their plans. The truth is that many millions of human beings, animals, birds, and trees, indeed all living entities, are maintained solely by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eko bahuna myo vidadati kaman. One person, the Supreme Lord, supplying necessities of life for all other living entities. To challenge the authority of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the business of asuras. Yet sometimes asuras or devotees are also bewildered by the illusory energy and falsely claim to be the maintainer of the entire universe. Such incidents are described in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sukadeva Goswami tells how Lord Brahma and King Indra became puffed up and were eventually chastised by Krishna. O Almighty Lord, at the end of the millennium, this planet Earth, which is the source of all herbs, drugs, and trees, was inundated by water and drowned beneath the devastating waves. At that time, you protected me along with the Earth and roamed the sea with great speed. O unborn one, you are the actual maintainer of the entire universal creation, and therefore you are the cause of all living entities. Now, for my respectful obeisances unto you. Wherefore, envious persons cannot appreciate how wonderfully the Lord creates, maintains, and annihilates the universe, but devotees of the Lord can understand this perfectly well. Devotees can see how the Lord is acting behind the wonderful workings of material nature. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, "This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and is producing all moving and non-moving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again." All the wonderful transformations of nature are happening under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Envious persons cannot see this, but a devotee, even though very humble, and even if uneducated, knows that behind all activities of nature is the supreme hand of the Supreme Being. Translation, my dear Lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could never separately or concertedly maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows and asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. O Almighty Lord, at the end of the millennium, this planet Earth, which is the source of all herbs and trees, was inundated by water and drowned beneath the devastating waves. At that time, you protected me, along with the Earth, and roamed the sea with great speed. O unborn one, you are the actual maintainer of the entire universal creation, therefore you are the cause of all living entities. I offer our sacral basis unto you. So, this is Vaivasvata Manu speaking concerning Matsya Avatar in Ramyaka Varsha. So we see here that, of course, the prayers can generally address to the Supreme Lord in any form because they are praising the Lord's great power and also showing how living entities in general tend to be ignorant of the Lord's power. But on the other hand, we also find specific references to his incarnation of Matsya. So here it is stating how he was in the water and he saved Vaivasvata Manu and the earth, etc., by preserving all the different animals and plants. So there's a direct reference also to Matsya Avatar's specific purposes in appearing within this material world. So, though he acts has the form of a fish, that in no way interferes with his abilities as the Supreme Lord. So, whatever form the Lord takes, his qualities and his powers remain the same. Though he has a fish or a turtle or a bird form or whatever, snake form, it's still the same Supreme Lord. His powers remain intact. His qualities remain intact in all cases. So, therefore, when here Matsya Avatar is, our Vaivasata Manu is praising Matsya, he praises him in terms of his qualification as the Supreme Lord. In order to show ignorant people that he in no way is like an ordinary fish. He is actually the Supreme Lord. So in this verse, he talks about even the leaders tend to make mistake about the powers of the Supreme Lord, like Brahma, etc., Lokapala. These means the protectors of the world, the protectors of the universe. Even they, somehow or other, think that they are independent. They do activities such as Brahma does the secondary creation, Indra controls heaven and receives sacrifices, Vayu is in charge of air, etc., Surya Dev is in charge of the light. So, they all have particular powers, but again, they also think that they are doing that. So though they are devatas, they are also subject to error because they are jivas. So that is the nature of jiva. He is subject to error, unless he is in the spiritual world, in which case he becomes eternally the servant of the Lord. But as for jivas in the material world, there's always possibility of error. In spite of the fact that they may be elevated and they may have the favor of the Supreme Lord and even they may be devotees. So at the end of the purport, the prophet said, even the suras, the devotees of the Lord, the devatas, they also may fall into ignorance. So the possibility is always there. Of course, we can say even that the great devotees like Bharat, he fell into ignorance and became a deer. So for jivas in the material world, this is a high probability that they're going to make some mistake. So even the jivas like Brahma and Indra and others can make mistakes sometime or other. Still, we should not criticize them. The Lord usually has a purpose in all of this, since they are devotees. So through these bewilderments of Brahma or whatever, he usually illustrates something. And in the case of Brahma, our particular Brahma, Vishva Chakravarti says that actually he was bewildered by Krishna, but it's not his fault. He is not actually ignorant because at the beginning of the day, or in the beginning of his life, the Supreme Lord said, in this lifetime you will not become bewildered. So he made a promise to him. So therefore the bewilderment is only the will of the Lord. And it's not that we can fault Brahma by saying he fell into ignorance. So, by the will of the Lord, anything can happen. So he can make a devotee like Brahma fall into ignorance or whatever. But, of course, it is a temporary ignorance arranged by the Lord for his particular pastime, that's all. In this case of Brahma, where he said, yeah, you will not fall into ignorance in this your lifetime. So, therefore, in this particular case, we cannot criticize Brahma at all. And even if the devatas do make mistakes, still, we cannot criticize again because of their exalted position. And at the same time, we understand that because they're in the material world, there's always that possibility of falling because they are jivas. And so they can make some mistake. That is the nature of jivas in the material world. So these devatas sometimes think they are independent and they control as if they are doing it by themselves. But here the Lord is saying, actually, everything is moving because of the Supreme Lord. Because of the Supreme Lord's powers, the devatas are acting and enabling the other living entities to do things, etc. So, it is the Supreme Lord who is supporting everyone, including the devatas. And the devatas secondarily are supporting the living entities by supplying different things to them. So behind everything in creation, Supreme Lord is acting. So though Brahma is a creator, he is secondarily a creator. Because the power to create is given by the Supreme Lord to him. And if Indra rules over heaven, it is because of the power of the Supreme Lord. So what to speak of jivas, etc., etc., other jivas in the material world, whatever powers they have, is ultimately given by the Supreme Lord. So nothing is independent of the Supreme Lord. Everything is ultimately under his control. So the Lord may act indirectly or directly or whatever, but nevertheless, ultimately, it goes back to dependence upon the Supreme Lord. So even the devatas may sometimes not understand this correctly and then fall into illusion or whatever. What to speak of other living entities on a lower position. So that is the position of the material world. Jivas are likely to ignorance. However, that does not change the position of the Lord, whether we understand he's the Lord or not. That does not, no way interfere with his position. He's still the Lord. He is still the controller, whether we accept it or not. So, in all cases, he acts as the Supreme Lord. So, when he takes the form of a fish or a turtle or another animal or whatever, again, people are likely to think, oh, now he's not the Supreme Lord, this is an animal or whatever, because it looks like a material animal. But no, it is still the Supreme Lord. And again, the Supreme Lord acts in such a way, even as with an animal form, that it's not a real animal. And it makes this very evident. So we see in the example of Varaha. He started out like this, and within a few instances he became bigger than the whole sky. So obviously it's not an ordinary pig. And then he jumped into the ocean and he fought with Hiranyaksha, etc., which no pig can do. And he pulled the earth out of the water, which no pig can do. So by his activities he showed that he's not like an ordinary animal. So similarly, it's mentioned here that as Matsya, he did not act like an ordinary fish. And the story is told in the 8th canto how he was a little fish and he grew and grew and grew and grew until he was bigger than the whole ocean. He grew bigger than the whole Bhumandala, so to speak. So how is that possible for an ordinary fish? And then in the waters of devastation, he had no problem. He was very happily floating around and swimming in that water without any problem. And he could hold all the animals and the plants and the human beings on his back without any difficulty. So this is not the case of any ordinary fish. So in spite of having the form of a fish, he had all the powers of the Supreme Lord, and he had all the knowledge of the Supreme Lord. He never lost that at all. So this is the nature of the Supreme Lord in all cases. No matter what form he takes, he's always the Supreme Lord. And he likes to illustrate through his pastimes how he is still extraordinary, even in all these different forms. At the same time, he also illustrates that whatever forms are in the material world are also a reflection of the Supreme Lord. So whatever fishes are in the material world, ultimately a reflection of Matsya, who is the Supreme Lord. Or any pig is ultimately coming from Supreme Lord's pig form. So all the different forms ultimately reach their perfection in the Supreme Lord. and all the names in the material world, like Indra and Surya, etc., ultimately are also simply names of the Supreme Lord. And their reflections are the devatas who were given certain powers. So, that example is given in the Brahma Samhita, describing Brahma. So Brahma has power to create. Lord has power to create. So the power to create actually is in the Supreme Lord. It is given to Brahma. But there's not one Brahma. There's millions and millions of Brahmas. And they are getting all of their powers from the Supreme Lord. So the example is given. Brahma is like the Suryakanta stone, and Krishna is like the sun. So the Suryakanta stone has some of the properties of the sun. That is, it's hot. Even if it's by itself in the dark, it will emit some light a little bit. But how does it do that? Because it gets the power from the sun. So if you expose it to the sun, then it absorbs all the powers and whatever, heat and light. And then you can put it in a dark room and it'll glow and it'll be warm. But it won't do that unless it has exposure to the sun. So that's a Suryakanta. So similarly, Brahma is like the Suryakanta. Because of the Lord, he gets all of his powers and he absorbs all these powers and then he can do things. Without the Lord, he cannot do anything. So that is the relation between the Lord and the devatas and the Lord and all living entities. And even matter. Matter cannot do anything without the Lord. It cannot cause creation, it cannot do anything. So Prakriti remains inert only by the Lord's will. It begins to manifest into Mahatattva, Ahankara, material elements, senses, mind, etc. Otherwise it doesn't do anything. So, at all stages of material manifestation, the Lord must do something. The jivas themselves can do nothing by themselves. The Lord must put the jivas into the material world, then they cannot do it by themselves. The Lord puts them there. So, everything ultimately is under the Supreme Lord and His will.
Brahma creates only material things. Everything is eternal. There's only the manifestations and the...
Prakriti is eternal.
So what is the role of the
jiva has his power to desire what he wants, but he cannot fulfill that without the permission of the Lord. Lord is the permitter of that. He allows him to have desires, first of all. And then he helps him fulfill those desires. But he does not make him desire a certain thing. Otherwise, that would contradict the nature of the jiva. The jiva is given a particular sense of I with his own consciousness and his own desires.
Well, it's stated here that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are all demigods.
Well, that's a general statement because they're in the material world, they have material bodies, so therefore, to some degree, they're not perfect. They're not siddha. But much less than other living entities.
Maharaj, the devatas were once upon a time living entity on the earth.
Could be. You can rise to that position because of on earth. It could have been an animal in one lifetime, they can be a devata in the next lifetime, whatever. Depends on their particular activities.
So their position also changes, Maharaj? Their position also
changes? Yes. Indra changes 14 times in one day of Brahma. The devatas change 14 times in one day of Brahma. Along with the manus.
devotees usually can be very compassionate. So how Yamaraja can withstand by giving all punishments to the jivas?
That is the service to the Lord. They have the karmas to fulfill. So therefore, he helps them fulfill their karmas, that's all. So he's serving the Lord in that way. Just like there's the prison warden and the judge and so many people involved in punishing criminals. So they're doing a service for the government, that's all. It's not they're cruel, they're just fulfilling their jobs. Somebody murders somebody, he has to go to the jail, so you have the people in the jail taking care of the people. We can't say, ah, you're cruel. They're just doing their job, that's all. In fact, they're praised by the government.
Maharaj, in Krishna's pastime, we see that once Indra gets bewildered and then Govardhan pastime happens, and then again after a few years, again Indra repeats on the statement that Parijat flower thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, how he forgets, like, he repents at the time of Govardhan blessing and he acknowledges that Krishna is supreme, and again after a few years.
Yeah. Well, we can attribute that again to some will of the Lord again.
Does the past time repeat, Maharaj?
Hmm?
Does all the past time repeat the same way?
Yeah, with different Indras, of course. Because they change, keep changing all the time.
Sandra, she's a woman, Baba Dandi, Baba Dandi.